An engineering rush, the argument. Technology is accelerating, computing racing. In 10 years, all PCs combined will be as complex as a conscious mind. In 50 years, a watch will tick that power. Active clothes could wear 100 living minds in a simulated world. If our race survives, and assuming we can build a self, the arguments against seem to me like the reasons why a man can never fly. So, these machines are builded here, but they might get banned. Then would a ban apply in all cultures, in all times, forever? And would a ban be utterly obeyed in all cultures, in all times, forever? So somewhere, somewhen, people run the programs containing conscious minds living lives in simulated worlds. Historians can like to argue over port. They'll recreate and reconstruct to see what wrecks events. They will. Kids can like to play dread games set in simple hubris worlds. They'll try a life back then. They will. Penmen can like to matchstick make a real or some invented place. They'll entice their readers in. They will. Business prefers the cheap design. Let the simulants run the risk, then simply nick the best results. They will. And education? Wow, what this can do for education. Now, today's machines are not enough to run a conscious mind, but their exuberant quantity, 1 billion made, will be a zero tomorrow. And even if 100 years from now the computer count remains the same, and even if 100 years from now their users do no more than us, then 1 billion games will run with 1 billion best opponents in 1 billion conscious hosting worlds. And if the human race lasts 1 billion years, there'll be just one true history and 1 billion simulations. That's quite a lot to one that we're alive in a simulated world, if the race survives the next 100 years.